Hello everyone and welcome back to Beginner's Basics to Dungeons & Dragons. My name is Evan Kaufman and I'll be your Dungeon Master for this session. In this weekly show, we're focused on helping newcomer players and Dungeon Masters get into the very basics of 5th edition D&D. Now in the last episode, we spoke about the Barbarians, the nine naked anger warriors of the D&D universe, but this week, we move into a more sophisticated state of being with the Bards. Okay, now get the giggles out now, tabletop veterans. This is the only thing that separates me from getting to talk about my actual favorite class in the game, the Cleric. So we gotta do it. Now that being said, I won't do you Bard lovers dirty either. No dirtier, at least, than you yourself probably do when you're roleplaying your character. We're gonna really open up and talk about what makes this versatile support class so cool, and yes, I do mean cool, spelled with a capital K-E-W-L. Let's roll. A weaver of tales, a player of songs, a keeper of secrets, a menace to society, a friend of the poor and a kindred spirit to wanderers across the land, bards truly are the jack of all trades. You're gifted in the arts of music and speech, so gifted in fact that you're able to turn your performative talents into wondrous magical effects you can assist your allies with, and make damn well sure that you can hurt your enemies with as well. Now, despite being a class most people would characterize as being a die-hard party animal, bards are generally one of the most lightweight classes in the game. Not in terms of their health or armor, of course. In terms of their health, they actually sit roughly on par with most other classes in terms of how much health they start off with. You get 8 plus your constitution modifier in the case of the bard. But no, in terms of being a lightweight, I mean how effective you are actually going to be when it's time to fight the bad guys. Bards can only effectively use a select few martial weapons, such as short swords or the rapier, meaning you'll mostly be confined to using simple weapons like sticks and boomerangs, as well as light armor. But then again, I didn't call them a support class earlier for nothing. In place of the usual weapon and armor proficiencies provided to other combat-oriented classes, you get the ability to cast spells and use magic at first level. Magic in D&D is a very fickle thing. You get a select number of low-level spells you can pick when you're making a magic user, as well as a handful of cantrips, various little magical effects you can use an unlimited number of times. Now in the case of the bard, you learn 4 first-level spells and 2 cantrips right out of the gate. You can only use either of those first-level spells twice per day in-game, so be wise when picking them, and even wiser when using them. And speaking of wise, let's not forget the important ability scores you'll want to prioritize when making a bard. As a suave, magical music person, your forte is charisma, as well as dexterity, because when the talking inevitably fails at the worst possible time, you still have to be able to get away somehow. Similar to the Barbarian, the Bard has a signature ability, but it's fundamentally so underused that it's not even funny enough for me to make a bad joke out of. The cleverly named Bardic Inspiration lets you, the Bard, inspire allies with the exaggerated swagger of a magic musician so they do better at basically anything that they need to roll for, adding a d6 to any roll they make within 10 minutes of you giving it to them. The dice levels up with you, so you're able to consistently provide that extra support for players who need to roll higher numbers more consistently as the game progresses and they become more powerful. You can only use Bardic Inspiration a number of times equal to your Charisma modifier. Just make sure people actually use your inspiration. I've seen a number of Bard fans online discuss how people at the table always forget to use Bardic Inspiration, so just something that you might be on top of if you're really planning on making a bard. Fortunately, you get a lot of cool powers you get to use as a bard that make you invaluable to the team and effective in your own right. For all my shit-talking, bards are actually some of the most skillful people on your team. Jack of all trades, a passive ability you get at level 2, means that everything you're not amazing at, you suddenly become great at. Couple this with expertise, a passive ability you get at level 3, it means that anything you're already good at, you become absolutely amazing at. Beyond this, the basic bard class also gives you further increases to the effectiveness of your inspirational abilities, and you can even stop yourself and your allies from being frightened or charmed by other people. And your Song of Rest lets you heal allies every night you spend adventuring with them. But that's just the basic bard class. No, the reason bards become such amazingly versatile characters in addition to good support characters is because of the breadth of subclasses they get. Now, as per the rules of this being the basics, I'm going to cover only the bard subclasses found in the basic player's handbook like I did for the barbarian, so here we go. At level 3, bards get the ability to center themselves around a college. No, not like a sad 30-something holding onto their glory days, but rather, they subscribe to a loose band of minstrels and entertainers who are dedicated to one particular aspect of being a bard. The College of Lore is something of a collector of information. Much like myself, they know and might make references to various little pieces of popular culture and historical events. For some reason. In any case, you get to become even more effective at speaking and using your words to harm your enemies, and you become even better at using magic. Then there's the College of Valor Bard. Do you want to take your loot and smash it several times over a goblin's head? Lead the charge and not just be the team's cheerleader? Then a Valor Bard you might be. You learn to attack more often on your turn, wield powerful, inspiring magic to make your teammates even more deadly, and even learn to simultaneously use magic and cast spells as you dish out damage. It's pretty cool for role-playing a bard who just gets sick of everyone's garbage and isn't afraid of getting in people's faces to tell them about it. Loudly. As characters, bards are more than just the jack-off party animals in your D&D group. They're cunning tacticians, leaders and scholars who roam the lands, telling tales and playing songs to heal and lift the spirits of their friends and allies to whatever dark places they travel to. Whether walking through the forest, forging a raging river, fighting an angry band of thieves, taking a stroll through the Nine Hells, or exploring the non-material planes of existence, bards are always on the standby to support and bring some much-needed heart to any group. And to that, I can't think of anything more to say than I think that's wonderful. You bards out there, I salute you. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to listen. This episode was late. Late is kind of an understatement. It should have been out last week, and for that, I apologize. I'm not usually in the business of making excuses, but this show is getting a consistent viewership now, outside of people I even know and have asked to tune in, that I feel it necessary to give some reasons, try and re-establish any trust I might have lost with you guys in the last week I've been quiet. I'm a university student, getting his ass kicked as he gets into final season. I produced this show by myself as part of a class I'm pursuing for a communications degree. You might not believe it with how brief these episodes tend to be recently, but Beginner's Basics, being as production-heavy as it is, does take a pretty good chunk of my time to throw together in a usual week. Now, I don't say this because I'm trying to be, woe is me, I'm such a hard worker, or try to make myself look better or anything. It's because I want you all to be on your toes. You see, I have a very delicate schedule in mind for how I want to get these episodes rolled out in the future, and in order to maintain that, I'm gonna really be kicking my ass here in the next few days to get Beginner's Basics to Clerics out. I already have a skeleton for the script typed up, I have it in another tab here actually, and I'm gonna be touching it up after I get this episode out. I expect the episode to be out sometime on Saturday, so please, be sure to check in then and join us. I'm really excited for it. Clerics are one of, if not my absolute favorite class in all of D&D. So, I'm gonna have fun recording and editing it. Anyways, that's basically it. Until next time, safe travels, adventurers. Peace. Oh, it's been recording. Oh, shoot.